How are you feeling physically?
Well, I feel good. You know, I've been really off these 2 weeks and been watching these guys play, which has been really the hardest thing to do. But I feel good, and it felt good to get back out today and work with the guys.
How do you feel conditioning-wise?
I feel good. You know, obviously, if you're not playing for 2 weeks, you're not going to be in the same shape as everyone that's continued playing. But at the end of the day, you know, we have, 4 or 5 days to practice. I'm going to run around. I've been working out, you know, the past 2 weeks. And it's just a matter of just keep running and getting yourself tired to the point of exhaustion and then pushing some more to continue to get in better shape. So I'm not really worrying about that, you know. Today's how I expected to go, push myself as hard as I could like I always do, and be as tired as I can. So on Sunday, I feel good.
How was it to sit out?
Like I said before, you know, it really sucks. You know, it's really terrible, you know, watching how, you know, everyone, first of all, we've all been here since OTAs, and I've seen the work that these guys have put in day in and day out. And I've seen how hard they've worked during training camp. I've seen how hard they played during preseason. And to not be out those first two games, it definitely was tough. You know, I can't even explain. You know, I didn't go out or do anything like that. I just kind of locked myself in my room, and I just kind of watched the game by myself. In my room, so it was tough, but I'm back.
How much of an impact do you feel like you can have on this offense?
I'm just fortunate to be here. I'm very fortunate that I got to be able to practice today, that I got reinstated. I'm able to play third game of week three, and whatever I can do to help the team, whether it be blocking or pass catching, I'm looking forward to it. And Coach Morton always does a great job of calling plays and with his scheme, so I'm not really worried about anything like that. The offense is going to do well.
What are your thoughts on your fellow Washington Husky being here and how he's played so far?
I thought he's played great. I think he's brought, you know, first of all, I'm super happy he's here. I mean, I've known Jermaine since I was 14, 15 years old. I played football with him at UW. I've known his brother, played football with his brother at UW as well. I know his family, comes from a great family. He's a great leader, Super Bowl champion. Great receiver, and the most important thing, he's a great person. And I think he's a great addition to this locker room to show which direction we want to go and kind of show the younger guys, this is how we're going to do things. This is how we're going to get better. I've done this. I've got to the Super Bowl. I've won a Super Bowl. This is what we did, you know. So I think it's a great addition, and he's been playing great. He's been doing a phenomenal job showing leadership in the wide receiver room and really all over the team. So we're thrilled to have him. The coach is thrilled to have him. Players are thrilled to have him. And, you know, he continues to get better every week, so we're really excited.
Did you know him, like, before?
He
said 14, 15.
Yeah, like high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rival
high school? He went to Lakeside, I went to Gig Harbor, and I remember watching him play when I was a kid, like in sixth grade, watching him go play. So he was on a pretty good team in high school, so it was always fun to go watch him play. And he's a hell of a player. Still is a hell of a player.
Everybody good?
Austin, when you think of your situation a year ago to now,
yeah.
Just how much different is this for you personally in your life? Just what you're going, you know, to be playing now and then, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and quite frankly, you know, to be right here, I mean, I'm really fortunate. I'm really actually legit fortunate that I'm here standing with y'all, you know, being able to play football with a clear head, a clear mind, good perspective, you know, healthy, clean, and dedicated to myself, my teammates, and my coaches, and the city, and the Jets organization. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here because I know how easy it can be taken away from me. I know how fragile life is. I know how you know, a lot of things are in life, you know, and you know, anything can change in a split a second. But right now I'm here and I'm working hard, and, you know, it's really a blessing just to be standing here, you know, just to have the relationships I do with my family, my teammates, my coaches, just to be able to talk to you guys. You know, it's a real blessing. It's an honor on my part. And I truly truly cherish that. So I'm very thankful that God let me get here, you know, because it could have been easy. I'm not standing here anymore, you know.
Do you think that you can be an example for younger guys? You can go from here to this. rather than the other direction?
Yeah, I mean, I just, example, I wouldn't want to do anything, the things I've done. I mean, I'm 242 days, and if someone can learn from what I've done, you know, I'd love that. You know, if I can ever help anyone that's been in my situation or a similar situation, then I'd love to be there for them, because I know how it is. I know how lonely it is. I know how tough it is. I know how easy it is not to talk about it, how easy it is to ignore it and not to face it head on. So, example, you call it that. I just want to be a friend to somebody that needs the help.
Were you with Jalen at all during the Jalen Marshall, who was also out? Were you with him at all?
I wasn't. I was able to be in the facility and do everything except for practice and yeah, walkthroughs and stuff like that. So I was here. I was still here doing everything that everyone else was doing except for practice. I couldn't be practicing. I had to go do my own thing.
What did you do during practice?
I worked out. I tried to run like these guys, but you just can't. You can't run like these guys. I learned that today. But I just try to work out, lift weights, and run.